There's a better place to get your podcast. GCNlive.com. Hundreds of thousands of hours. Archived for your listening pleasure. All free at GCNlive.com.
Direct from Open Road Honda in Mandan today on What's on Your Mind, celebrating National Farm Bureau Week. Hi, friends. I'm Scott Hinnon, along with Todd, the radio god Mitchell. Telephone number is 800-228-0550, 800-228-0550, 701-258-0550. We'll tell you all about National Farm Bureau Week and also why we're at Open Road Honda, because membership has benefits. And if you buy a Honda generator, you can save up to $200 on a Honda generator just by being a Farm Bureau member. So more on that coming up in the program. In the meantime, a couple of questions. Todd Mitchell, would you want to live to be 500 years of age?
Oh, my gosh.
Somebody said, the technology exists. We have this superfangled deal, and you have the option. Would you want to live to 500?
I don't know.
Yeah, I don't know.
Wow, that's creepy.
It is creepy, actually. Yeah, I don't know why. It kind of creeps me out, too. But evidently, Google, I'm starting, I've never been one of those conspiracy theorists on Google, right? I'm thinking, I like the search thing. And, the Google Glass, whatever, I wouldn't wear them, but, not that big a deal. And, a few things here and there you kind of think is kind of cool. But evidently, they're doing some kind of research that is... about our mortality, and they're trying to invest in companies that will slow aging and reverse disease and extend life. Now, the reverse disease thing, I'm all for, right? That's fabulous. Slowing aging and extending life to what? Okay, where do you draw the line there? That gets a little on the creepy side. Bill Maris. The president and managing partner of Google Ventures said, if you ask me today, is it possible to live to be to 500? The answer is yes. And so that's what he's doing for
Google.
Wow. Yeah. There's a Google story about the effort in Bloomberg magazine. And the cover, which creeped me out, says, Google wants you to live forever. Yeah. So, and by
forever,
the way,
huh?
They've got to, just a couple of bucks in their checking account to be able to, work on this effort. This will not be a cash-starved effort. You know what I'm saying? So we exist, ladies and gentlemen, to get you to think. So there's something you can think about today. What else? Do you believe Hillary Clinton, that this is all just this whole email thing is just like an innocent mistake? You think it's what's the big deal? I didn't do anything anybody else didn't do, and you heard the excuses. What do you think? Is she okay? Cut her some slack? Lighten up a little bit? Todd, what's your take? Where are you at on the Hillary email gate?
It's it's a can of worms, isn't it? When you're in government, you don't get to send a bunch of email to a bunch of people and be real secretive about it.
Do you think she should know this?
You think in this day and age she would, yes.
Yeah. So, now, I know there's people within the sound of my voice that think this is some sort of conspiracy cooked up against the Clintons. I'm getting a little irritated, honestly. In this idea that, do they really think we're that dumb, the Clintons and the defenders?
Does anybody get to be right just because they're a big political name? Either party, doesn't matter which side of the aisle. Please. You don't get a free pass.
Yeah, I want to know what you think about this. 800-228-0550. We've not had a lot of time to spend on it. This is a story that will not go away. It is New York Times, by the way. No right wing, news organ is the news organization rather that broke this story. So this originated with the New York Times. Some Democrats have been critical of Hillary Clinton on this, but I'm struck by a comment that George Will made on Fox News Sunday, and he said, it's kind of a funny line when you think about it, but it's also kind of sad. He said, The Clintons are the kind of people that could find a loophole in a stop sign. Okay? Now, and that's a funny line, right? On the other hand, there's some truth to it. There's some truth to it. And guess what? She is the anointed Democratic nominee for president of the United States.
But wasn't she in 08?
Yes. And
when Barack Obama wound up getting elected, wasn't she the runaway front runner that how dare anybody even think of taking her on? Could we end up with another situation in 16 where somebody else surfaces?
Well, sure,
Bill Clinton, if you'll recall, was not exactly a big household name when he became president. Not too long before he became president. He was an unknown. Barack Obama was an unknown. He became president. Maybe there'll be an unknown in 16.
Well, I hope so. Only because I'm you know, look, again, the kind of people who think you can find a loophole in a stop sign, that basically, you know, find anybody. Go to St. Alexis Medical Center, okay? The new CHI St. Alexis Medical Center. Do you think anybody there thinks that they can conduct business on a private email account separate from their business account? You think any doctor there, any nurse there thinks, oh, I'll just, you know, I won't use the company email. I use the home email. That way I can kind of decide, you know, who sees what. I mean, this is just basic common sense. And, you know, now we're getting excuses for it. It irritates me. It really does. And I also, I wonder where we're at when we get to the point where we just defend that. And again, not everybody is. So thankfully, there's some people that are standing up to this. But I've said it before. I'll say it again. What worries me most about this country is not the current president of the United States, Barack Obama, or anybody else that espouses his views. It's you know, the people that that elect him, that say, you know, hey, gimme. What's government going to gimme? When we have more takers than we have makers, we are going to cease to exist. That's what ought to keep you up at night, in my mind. And you know, when you have people who are the heir apparent to the nomination act in the arrogant fashion in which Hillary Clinton is acting, it tells you, you know, rules really don't matter. They apply to you, pesky peasants, not the people in power. And you only do that if you think you can get by with it. That's what worries me. Anyway, we haven't had a chance to talk about the Hillary thing, but I thought it was worth talking about a little bit today, in addition to whether or not you want to live to 500. And lastly, huge battle going on with this letter that was sent to Iran, basically stating some facts about how our government works, okay? That's all this letter did. It stated some basic, simple facts about negotiations and agreements. The letter actually came from some GOP senators, but it is sent to Joe Biden into nuclear mode. The White House is freaking out over it. They are so relentless for a deal with Iran that you know, some United States senators who are elected by their constituents to go there and stand up for them sent a letter to Iran saying, here's the rules. Here's how this works. You cut a deal with him, and it doesn't involve us. It doesn't last beyond this presidency. I mean, so my question for you on the letter, did they cross a line? You know, should they just be patted on the head and go away quietly, or are they speaking for you? You tell me. Christine says, about time someone speaks up for the American people and acknowledges constitutional authority and congressional authority. Obama won't. Stop the secret deals. All right, so it sounds like Christine thinks these guys are speaking for her. Jason says, conspiring with the hardliners, now isn't that the pot calling the kettle black? That was one of the allegations from President Obama, that these GOP senators, by sending a letter saying, here's the rules, here's how this works, and you need to know, that was conspiring with the hardliners in Iran. So Jason's responding to that. Kenny says, Scott, this spineless bunch hasn't done anything yet to cross the line. There's still one on the other side of the aisle. They are still one the other side of the aisle. Bill says, time to vote all Republicans out, including the Speaker. All right. I'm so sick of them, I could puke.
Even there have been an awful lot of Republicans and folks from the right attacking Boehner, and Cramer has defended him pretty much every step of the way. I wonder if he'll continue that path.
Who's defended who?
Kevin Cramer defending Boehner.
How does John Boehner enter into the Iran argument, I wonder? Over the
just in general, not specific to that or anything. Just the in general, he's been attacked by the right and defended by Cramer. Will Cramer continue to defend him?
Yeah. That was an email from a listener?
Text.
A text. By the way, we want your take on all these at 800-228-0550, 701-258-0550. You can text Todd. Go ahead. Tell us the number, Todd.
701-226-8503, 701-226-8503.
Email studio at whatsonyourmindradio.com. A couple calls have come in with off-air comments. We love those as well. When you do call, you can press 1 and leave a comment. Press 2 to chat with us live on the air. We're at Open Road Honda, Mandan. What's on your mind?
We want to know what's on your mind. So call and tell us at 800-228-0550 or 701-258-0550.
Watford City. We're not the same. We're better. We're building, rearranging, and making room to improve the lives of our growing community. Today, we're sushi bars, fine dining, movie theaters, superior hotels, shopping centers, Main Street business, and small town service. We're water parks, play parks, walking paths, a state-of-the-art wellness center, and an up-and-coming community event center equipped for banquets, meetings, sports, special events, and much more. We're Watford City. We're kids first. Parks and rec programming, quality education, school and hospital expansions, and a superior daycare center. We're new jobs, new housing developments, new ideas, and new people coming home. We're what the buzz is all about, and we're open for business. Come see for yourself. Watford City. We're not the same. We're better.
Before you buy, give it a hometown try. KeepItLocal.com.
KeepItLocal.com, the Northland's most respected auto shopping website for over 10 years. Whether you're looking to buy or sell a car, truck, SUV, or boat, KeepItLocal.com keeps it simple. With hundreds of dealers and private sellers, our inventory changes daily. We are the source for finding your next auto or power sport item. Remember, KeepItLocal.com. We keep it simple.
Before you buy, give it a hometown try. KeepItLocal.com.
Attention all ranchers concerned with the North Dakota State Beef Checkoff. House Bill 1238 passed in the House for an increase in your beef checkoff assessment. It is now going to be heard in the Senate Ag Committee on March 6th at 8 a.m. in the Brynhild Hogland Room. If you have concerns regarding an increase that is being forced upon you legislatively rather than by the producer being able to vote, you need to voice your opinion by contacting the Senate Ag Committee members and your senator. Go to nd.gov to obtain your senator's contact information. The Independent Beef Association of North Dakota opposes this bill as does not allow the cattle producer the right to vote.
Friends, this is Alex Jones for MidasResources.com. For more than 15 years, I have exclusively used Midas Resources for all my precious metal needs. Whether it's bullion or collectibles you're looking for, Midas Resources is simply the best. I own my gold as a hedge against inflation. This Federal Reserve fiat currency could go the way of the Deutschmark and the Weimar Republic anytime. In these historically dangerous times, it makes sense to physically hold gold and silver. Midas already has some of the best deals in the industry. But if you give them a call and mention the radio special, they will give you a list of the day's super specials. Midas brokers are standing by to answer all your questions at 800-686-2237. They also have a lot of informative free literature explaining the opportunities and risk of holding precious metals. They are ready to answer your questions at 800-686-2237. Again, that's 800-686-2237.
I'm listening here Tuesday morning, and you both mentioned Barack Obama and Clinton as unknowns, and one of you, I didn't catch which voice, said, I hope so in 2016. Really? Don't you want to be careful what you hope for? Look at the two of them, what we got.
Mm. I'm not sure if I totally follow that.
It's a reference to what you had said just a few minutes ago, that... when I brought up from the text that You know, Bill Clinton was an unknown. Barack Obama was an unknown. Both became president. Hillary Clinton may be the front runner at the moment, but we may end up with a completely different person we're not even aware of when we get to 2016. Your comment was, well, I certainly hope so, because...
I guess what I'm saying, I hope it's not Hillary Clinton as the nominee.
Right. Right. I think the caller may not have...
Or maybe
the caller would rather have that than maybe what we get instead of is going to be somebody who would want less to be in the White House and would end up winning. You don't know yet, I guess.
John emails, Scott, you just made me spit out my coffee when you said Hillary and innocent in the same sentence. We love the power we have of our listeners to make them spit out their coffee. You just made me spit out my coffee when you said Hillary and innocent in the same sentence. No chance in H-E double hockey stick she is innocent about anything, including Benghazi. How sad is that? That she is the presumptive Democratic nominee. That's what I'm getting at here. I mean, only the hardest partisan thinks there isn't some smoke with his fire. And I don't know whether it derails her nomination yet, because I think we need to know and find out what's in those emails. But anyway, I want your take on this today on the program. And
you really think it might derail her nomination?
The bigger issue. No, I don't think as of yet there's enough there for it to derail her nomination. I think if when we actually get the emails and you see Benghazi stuff that was squirreled away, or you see, the issue a lot of other folks are watching is that, you know, the Clinton family business right now is the Family Foundation. And they evidently been taking money from, some bad actors. So if we start finding out more stuff about that, then we're going to have an issue. So anyway, we're at the Open Road Honda today, by the way, celebrating North Dakota Farm Bureau Week. All week long, it's Farm Bureau Week, and so Tuesdays is our day, brought to you by the North Dakota Farm Bureau. You hear me a lot talk about membership having benefits, and if you go to ndfb.org, you'll find on their website, under the membership link, all kinds of great deals, and one of them is right here at Open Road Honda. It's the generators. You can save up to $200 on Honda generators just by being a North Dakota Farm Bureau member, and we're going to talk with Dusty a little later on from the Open Road Honda. Beautiful location. Hope you stop by and see us, by the way, at 4120 Memorial Highway in Mandan today. My gosh, I'm just dreaming everywhere I look. And we're going to be chatting throughout the program with some folks from the Farm Bureau, including Lisa Hauf, who's the NDFB Farm Bureau Public Information Specialist. She's also coordinating Farm Bureau Week, and she has some drawings to make, which always excite me when we draw lucky winners. How are you doing?
I'm doing great. How about yourself?
Good to see you, Lisa. How'd I do in Hauf?
Pretty good. That works. It's pronounced a few different ways. So
yeah.
You did great.
I wanted to do it just exactly the way, you know, it's supposed to be pronounced. Just to keep everybody in the family happy, right?
Yeah.
Anyway, what do you have to announce today? We got a few winners, I see. A little drawing to do here.
Well, Farm Bureau Week is a busy time, and we have a few different things going on at the state level. One of them was a drawing contest. We had fourth and fifth graders draw North Dakota agriculture. We probably got a few hundred entries sent in, and so we pick some winners. Each person will receive $50 in cash, and so for a fourth and fifth grader, we think they'll be happy with that.
You think?
I think so.
Yeah, they'll have lots of ways to spend that.
They sure will. We have a fifth grade winner, and that is Hannah from Daisy, North Dakota, and so we'll be contacting her and giving her $50. And then our fourth grade winner is Isabel from Gwinner, North Dakota. And so those are our winners for our drawing contest. We also had a recipe drawing is what we call it. And they send in a main dish recipe with a picture of it. And we had a few entries for that, and we drew a name. And that person will receive $100 in groceries, and that is Natanya Olson of Dickey County. And we also will put a lot of their recipes in our Focus publication, and so people enjoy getting to see some of the different recipes throughout the year.
Did it make you hungry when you looked at the pictures?
Yeah, they sure do.
That would do it.
Yeah, we also had some fun fun activities. We had our farmers send in postcards, and they had to finish the sentence. It said, "I farm because," and we had some great responses. It was a lot of fun. It was the first time we did it this year, and we plan to do it again next year because it was so much fun. And you kind of get to see why farmers do what they do. And a couple of the fun things, I really like this one. It says, "I farm because I am overqualified for anything else." That's just a great one. We had a little kid write, "I farm because I love the farm." Just some really great responses. "I farm because I like it and it makes my wife mad."
Anything to make the wife mad, right?
Yeah. So there's just great responses, and we've been posting those on Facebook and our website throughout the week just to promote, I guess, why farmers do what they do.
Why farmers do what they do. Exactly,
yeah.
Right. Thank goodness they do what they do. We appreciate it very much. All right, Lisa, congrats on a fun Farm Bureau week, and lucky you get to do a lot of the goodies.
Yeah, it is a fun week. We look forward to it. We really do. The counties are really active, too, this time of the year. We have them doing grocery giveaways and promoting the farmland movie in a couple of the counties, ag trivia, essay contest. So it's all around the state. The counties get really involved.
All right, it's a fun week. Celebrate it. And what great weather for Farm Bureau Week.
Wonderful.
Might be the best ever, right?
Yeah, it's great. Can't complain.
Incredible. Yeah, that's fantastic. Thanks, Lisa. Good to chat with you.
Thank you.
Appreciate it. We're going to be talking with more folks from the North Dakota Farm Bureau as we go throughout the day. And the Morton County Farm Bureau President, Terry Nelson, will be here to tell us about Ag Day on March 19th. And they're going to come back right here to Open Road Honda as part of that celebration. So we'll tell you about that coming up. And Val Wagner will be here as well from the Promotion and Education Committee. Free Meat Monday. I can't wait to find out about that. Plus, we'll celebrate some volunteers from the North Dakota Farm Bureau. So I appreciate that very much. Another call that came in during our break. Go ahead and roll that, Todd.
Yeah, I was watching the news last night, and I seen where they said that some Social Security numbers that are being used right now date back to the Civil War. So we're almost a third of the way to that 500-year mark. Thank you much.
All right, but that's not us, right? It's not you and I living to that. Yeah, exactly right. It's prompted by a Google Ventures announcement that they are spending billions of dollars so that you could live to be 500. And claiming that it's quite doable. It is possible to live to be 500. Our question for you is, would you want to? Do you want that? Is that something you're game for? So, you know, what would... I'm thinking it would really throw the retirement calculator, wouldn't you, Todd?
Exactly. Holy cow.
So I'm going to retire at 65 and live to 500 on what? Ramen noodles.
Hey, only one Powerball win away from pulling that off. You know?
Yeah, there you go. Exactly right. All right, so the questions for you today. Hillary, do you believe her? And don't spit up your coffee. Just want to know, you believe Hillary, there's much to do about nothing. GOP senators that are getting the grief for the letter to Rand, did they cross the line, or are they speaking for you, and would you want to live to 500? A couple things on our mind. What's on your mind? Let us know. Farm Bureau Week, live from Open Road Honda Mandan today.
Serving the Northern Plains, this is What's on Your Mind. Back to more of your calls straight ahead.
PetroServe USA, the folks that help America feel better. Look for the red, white, and blue, and fill up. They connect North Dakota's cornfields with North Dakota's oil fields, and you get choice at the pump and great deals all day, every day at PetroServe USA locations. I love the 4-for-4 deal. That's where you get a personal pan, hot stuff pizza, two cookies, plus your choice of coffee or soda, 20-ounce soda or coffee, four items for $4. Choice of cookies, too. What kind of pizza you like? It is fantastic. A single-item pizza, two cookies, coffee or soda, 4-for-4 at PetroServe USA locations. Here's another great deal. All month long, Deli Express Big Chuck Sandwiches, $2.89 to $3.59. The Cattleman, $2.89. The Trade Winds Teas are only 69 cents. Hershey Assorted Mini King Size Bars, 2 for $2.50. Or the Jack Links, the Squatch Sticks are 99 cents at a PetroServe USA location near you. Stop in and see them. PetroServe USA, helping America fuel better.
The human body is extraordinary. Despite all the stresses we inflict upon it, it still works hard to stay in balance. Thousands upon thousands of people rely upon Heart and Body Extract to help their body stay balanced. This excellent 100% natural herbal formula helps maintain healthy blood pressure levels, cleans arteries, promotes good circulation, balances cholesterol, and more. HB Extract, paired with healthy lifestyle choices like good nutrition and exercise, can give you a life free of pain, sickness, and fear. Recapture your youthful vitality and experience your body healing itself with the aid of HB Extract. It's extremely effective and it starts working in just days. Visit HBExtract.com to learn more and to read scores of testimonials from satisfied customers. And we've never increased our price in over 10 years. That makes Heart and Body Extract as great a value now as it was the first day we sold it. A healthy heart is a happy heart. Call 866-295-5305 or go to HBExtract.com.
Don't complain about your cable bill going up and up and up. Do something about it. Grab a pencil and jot down this special number. 1-855-905-MYTV. The more cable TV rates go up, the better digital satellite TV looks. Say goodbye to the cable guy and get more of your favorite channels in 100% digital quality for less money. Call 1-855-905-MYTV. Sign up for packages starting as low as $19.99 and there's no equipment to buy. You get free HD TV upgrade, a free DVR upgrade, and free professional and installation. You control what you watch, when you watch it. Record your favorite shows. Pause and rewind live TV. Even skip the commercials. Watch local channels too. At just $19.99, what are you waiting for? Pull out your major credit or debit card. Call 1-855-905-MYTV. 1-855-905-MYTV. Say goodbye to the cable guy. Cut costs and get more. 1-855-905-MYTV. 1-855-905-MYTV.
Before the top of the hour, back on What's On Your Mind, celebrating North Dakota Farm Bureau Week. Back to more of your comments on a couple of things we've been chatting about. By the way, when we say What's On Your Mind, we mean it. So whatever is on your mind today, let us have it. It's Energy Day today at the Capitol. We'll be heading up there a little later on. I'll be unveiling a new economic impact study on the impact of the oil and gas development on our economy in North Dakota. Look forward to hearing about that. So be up at the Capitol for a good chunk of the day. At Open Road Honda for What's On Your Mind today, celebrating National Farm Bureau Week. Telephone number is 800-228-0550, 701-258-0550. Val Wagner is here. And Val is the Promotion and Education Committee Chair for the North Dakota Farm Bureau. She's on with us every now and then on Tuesdays, Ag Day, here on What's On Your Mind. And she's going to tell us about Free Meat Monday. What the heck is Free Meat Monday, Val? I got to know about that.
Well, it was an event that we started about a year ago. And, you know, you hear so many groups promoting meat-free Mondays or meatless Mondays. And we decided to use that and kind of twist it back on itself to promote the benefits that people get from the protein available in the meat that we grow and raise here in North Dakota. And so instead of a meat-free Monday, we've started celebrating a Free Meat Monday, where we supply the protein in Dickey County. We supply the protein on yesterday to the schools. So whether it be a hamburger or a, you know, a chicken patty or whatever it is that they're serving in school that day, we provide that meat for them and then provide them information regarding the benefits of lean meats and those that those things that you get from the protein and the nutrients that you get from beef and chicken and pork. And so it's just a great way to kind of share that message.
I love it. And I would ask her, there's another survey question for you today. Right after you answer whether or not you want to live to be 500, whether or not you like Free Meat Monday or Meat Free Monday. I'm thinking it'd be an avalanche in favor of Free Meat Monday. Much better approach. Good idea. Glad you did it. And somebody needs to push back from this silliness. You know, I mean, my gosh, unbelievable.
Definitely, so, and it's a great way to be able to share that message and yet provide a product not only to our schools. There are different other counties that provide, you know, whether it be a hot dog stand or, you know, a walking taco or something like that, but a way to be able to share that message and bridge that gap and kind of give people an opportunity to learn a little bit more about what's on their plate.
Exactly. And don't take it for granted either, right? We do that too easy.
Definitely. There are a lot of groups and organizations out there that are looking at limiting what we have available. And this is one way that we can teach those that don't understand where their food comes from and are interested in learning more, providing that information for them and giving them that in to our farms to let them know exactly what it is we're doing and why we're doing it.
Makes good sense, Val. Thanks. We're going to check in with you a little later on in the program. Appreciate the time today, and thanks for telling us about Free Meat Monday.
No problem. Anytime.
I love it. 800-228-0550, 701-258-0550. What's better? It takes me about 0.000000 seconds to answer. Yeah, Free Meat Monday over Meat Free Monday. I love it. All this silliness is starting to drive me crazy, I got to tell you. All right, a couple of emails that have come in during the break. Mike says those emails, referring to Hillary's emails, don't mean anything at this point. They've known of this ahead of time, so they've had plenty of time to clean them up and get rid of the incriminating ones. The Clintons are not stupid. Well, I agree. And, you know, they're not stupid. The reason they set up the personal email account is so they could, you know, decide what would stay and what would go. And that's why I get a kick out of this defense of it, saying, well, she's turned them all over. Nobody's turned them all over. It's just unprecedented transparency. She's turned them all over. How do we know she's turned them all over? How do you know that? In other words, she gets to go through her emails and go, they can have that one. That one, no. That's the whole point of this. So I'm with you, Mike. I don't know. You know, I guess the only thing that we can hope for is if ultimately they're turned over, quote unquote, and then somebody else unearths an email that didn't get turned over, and they can say, well, what else didn't you turn over? But you'd have to, you know, you have to figure that out. Bill from Dickinson says, as usual, everybody has this story upside down and backwards. Okay, Bill, enlighten me. How have we got it upside down and backwards? This is the eighth Benghazi investigation. 100% of the Benghazi investigations asked for Hillary's emails on the matter. Only now they find out that she has a private server and email account. This means she never provided a single email to the previous investigations, or this would have been news long ago. This story is that they've been stonewalling and lying about complying. All the other stuff about secret servers is secondary to the real story. All right? So we got it upside down and backwards. This is really about Benghazi, okay? And they've only now found out that she has a private server and email account. You're right. So any emails they thought they reviewed, they really had only reviewed what she wanted them to see. I think you have a valid point, Bill. I really do. Another emailer says, I think Boehner and McConnell should not have been voted back into leadership positions, as they've not shown any leadership skills whatsoever. It's clear that the good old boy backroom arm-twisting club is still alive and well in Washington, because some of the senators that voted against him or ran against him are no longer on the committees they were on before. By the way, the letter to Iran was a good deal, but I think they should have had a press conference and announced it to the world, because that is how the U.S. needs to approve any treaty with other nations. John in South Dakota. Thanks, John. Appreciate that. You know, as far as Boehner and McConnell, I will tell you this. Republicans, in general, are terrible politicians and are outmaneuvered again and again and again by Democrats. My theory for that, feel free to test it. Feel free to disagree with it, agree with it. You know, the vast majority of Republicans work for a living. And a lot of Democrats, especially in Washington, it's a career for them. And, you know, there's plenty of career politicians that are Republicans, too, don't get me wrong. But my point is, by and large, Republicans are out there in the world doing, creating, making, building, running. And a whole lot of Democrats are looking for ways for you to provide for the people they claim to care for. That's their career. And, you know, when you do that for a living, you just get good at the politics, and Republicans are just bad at the politics. That's my take. Tom and Grand Forks, you're next on What's On Your Mind. Tell me.
Discussion about Benghazi, and I understand there's gaps in her emails around that time. Considering that, when she was 27, she was working as an aide on the Nixon Watergate investigation. And the hoopla was that gap, what, of 7 minutes on the White House tapes. You know, you thought she'd learned her lesson back then, but evidently not.
That's a little rich, isn't it? That Hillary, who was part of the whole investigation on the Nixon gap.
I don't know how true it is, but the article is talking about she actually got fired from the investigation.
What? Having emails on a personal server, or what?
She wasn't investigating Nixon enough. Her and some others wanted, not to investigate Nixon because they thought keeping him around, Ted Kennedy would have a better shot at beating him as president in the next election. So, kind of comical.
Yeah, you can't make that up. John, do you believe Hillary?
Oh, not since the first time I heard them open their mouths.
Yeah, okay. So you're George Will that they could find a loophole in a stop sign.
Yeah.
Sorry, I can't stop repeating that line because I think it's one of the yeah. best lines about that Clintons I've ever heard.
Exactly.
But it's also very sad.
Oh, yeah.
It's very sad because, you know, again, I think Democrats agree with that. By the way, there's been some Democratic criticism of this email thing, all right?
Yeah.
There have been people critical of her over this procedure. So I think you know, privately, Democrats believe there's a machine there that just is full of arrogance. How is it that they have a shred of credibility left? I mean, again, when we think these are people that can find a loophole and a stop sign, given everything he pulled and now she's pulled, and yet, and if you had to go to Vegas right now, you'd say she's the heir apparent for the Democratic nomination. What does that say about our country, and how can it possibly continue to survive that level of deceit?
Oh, yeah. You know, sometime I'll tell you a story about in the late 60s, Bill Clinton was talking about how he enjoyed in New York in the evening to walk in the streets of Harlem back in the 60s. I just started laughing at because I was around there in New York at the time. You didn't do that back in those days.
You think he might have been pulling a little bit of a Brian Williams there? Pull his leg in the place?
Yeah, I had a friend in the barracks caught a ride with us into downtown Manhattan. He wanted to drop something off at his mother's, who lived in, this is 69, of course. It was pretty ugly at that time. He wanted to drop something off at his mother's in Harlem. So we went to the place there. He got out and he turned to us two white guys and said, lock the doors and keep the motor running. And it was scary back in those days. And then later on, a few years ago in his speeches, he talked about he enjoyed so much when he was in New York because he loved going down to Harlem in the evenings and walking down the street. And I'm thinking, yeah, that's a bunch of baloney, buddy.
By the way, did you see any clips this weekend of President Obama, then candidate Obama, talking about how Selma was the reason his parents conceived him? And
That was being that he's 53. That was the longest gestation I had ever.
Yeah,
no kidding.
Exactly. Yeah. But again, it's a flat out lie. And I mean, so I don't know. And again, whether we drill down on the timeline.
Well, something else happened in Selma before the most renowned incident. Yeah. Maybe something else happened we don't know about.
We're going to find out what's going on.
You're assuming it was that incident. It could have been something else.
Thank you, John. Appreciate the call. More coming up on What's on Your Mind. We'll find out what's on the minds of farmers and ranchers. We're Open Road Honda Mandan.
Coming to the program that asks a very important question every day. What's on your mind? 800-228-0550.
Hey, Scott Hinton here to let you know, spring's right around the corner. You may think I know that because the pitchers and catchers are reporting to spring training, right? Well, that helps, but when my friends at Chase on the Lake let me know about their great spring break specials, I know spring is so close you can taste it. If you're looking for a fabulous getaway this spring, check out everything Chase on the Lake's offering. Enter the promo code SCOTT, get 3 nights in a classic condo, 50% off the bowling, 25% off the spa treatment Sunday through Thursday, and when two adults have an entree at the 502 restaurant, two kids get a meal for free, $333 for everything in the beautiful Chase condos with the nice bedrooms, the full kitchens, fireplaces, pull-out sofas, flat screens, TVs. There's something for everyone at Chase. Downtown Walker's a block away. The award-winning Aveda Spa, the indoor pool, the plunge pool, the game room. This spring, head over to the shores of Leech Lake and book your stay at Chase on the Lake. ChaseOnTheLake.com, promo code Scott. ChaseOnTheLake.com, promo code Scott. 3 nights at a classic condo, $333 with everything. ChaseOnTheLake.com, promo code Scott.
By now, you may have heard a bit about bitcoins. But did you know bitcoins are now over an $8.5 billion market? And did you know that over 65,000 businesses now accept bitcoins? Listen, if you're already earning bitcoins or trying to make money in the bitcoin market, you've got to know BidBit.co. Why? Because BidBit.co is where you can easily receive bitcoin by selling and auctioning off your own personal items or promote business products and services for Bitcoin. You heard right. Whether personal or business, you can now buy, sell, and auction your product and services quickly, easily, and securely for Bitcoin at BidBit.co, the first and only marketplace website to offer BidBit escrow, a proprietary technology which gives buyers and sellers security and peace of mind because all transactions are protected. Start today. It's free to join, free to post, free to auction, and free to bid at BidBit.co. Buy, sell, bid, or auction everything Bitcoin. That's www.bidbit.co. BidBit.co.
The freeze-dry guy, leader in the preparedness industry for 44 years, is closing his California warehouse. Don't miss out on this huge warehouse sale and receive discounts from 30 to 40% off on the finest Mountain House and Packaway brand freeze-dried and dehydrated foods for long-term food storage or even everyday use. Plus deep discounts on all in-stock survival gear. The freeze-dry guy is offering a wide selection of freeze-dried foods in number 10 cans and even individually packaged entrees. Remember, meats, vegetables, fruits, and long-range patrol rations are the main components for any long-term food storage. This is limited to stock on hand, so hurry and call 866-404-3663 or 530-798-4414. Remember, as always, free shipping to the lower 48 states. So hurry up and call 866-404-3663 or 530-798-4414. Remember, this is limited to stock on hand. The freeze-dry guy is your choice for survival food in an uncertain world.
Extend your life with Extendovite.
Here is what one doctor has to say about Extendovite.
I would like to thank you, Don, for making my job so much easier, because your products just make it so simple, right, to fool around with a lot of exotic things that don't work. We can just put them on your product and things start to work almost right away. I've had dozens and dozens of patients with heart problems who have corrected them, and what it's doing, there's so much garlic in there that has a yeast-killing effect. The yeast is a big problem in the gut, pushes the liver hard. It also has metal chelating effect, and most of the other herbs in there I find that strengthen the arteries. They help to neutralize free radicals. You're limited close to what we do in our program as you can get as far as one supplement goes. It's working on the gut, it's working on the liver, it's working on the arteries. What more can you ask for?
To get your Extendivite, call 1-877-928-8822 or visit heartdrop.com.
Extend your life with Extendivite.
This could be my permanent radio home, I'm telling you. Amongst a whole lot of fun toys and necessities. The generators are right next to me, by the way. Right here. And $200 off up to $200. That's right. There's generators with 50, 100, 150, 200 bucks off. So you get the rugged reliability you need with Honda, and you get it at a discount if you're a North Dakota Farm Bureau member. We're celebrating Farm Bureau Week, North Dakota Farm Bureau Week. We're going to chat with Dusty from Open Road Honda here in a little while, and some more folks from the Farm Bureau, and look forward to getting more of your calls, questions, and comments. I love finding out what's on the minds of farmers and ranchers. We do that every Tuesday, courtesy of the North Dakota Farm Bureau. And Katie, who farms at Underwoods, shares her thoughts about becoming an agriculture spokeswoman. Katie, tell me.
Becoming a spokesperson for agriculture is simply about sharing what you do and why you do it. It isn't about being a national expert, just an expert about your own farm, ranch, or business. Information is constantly flying at us. And as farmers and ranchers, we need to make sure that it's our stories, photos, and experiences that are included. If we don't tell our story, guess what? Somebody will certainly do it for us. Being a spokesperson also allows one to connect with other people, be a resource, answer questions, and direct people to reliable information. A spokesperson shares, listens, and encourages conversation. This is what I do each day. And I encourage you to be a spokesperson, too.
Great idea, Katie, and great suggestion and encouragement for others to do the same thing. Absolutely. Just tell a story. Say what you do. Talk about it. People like that anyway. Glad you're doing it. Thanks, Katie. Find out what's on the minds of farmers and ranchers at ndfb.org, the North Dakota Farm Bureau. You also find membership benefits there, like these Honda generators from Open Road Honda and other great deals. So check those out as well. Val Wagner is back from the Promotion and Education Committee. She chairs that particular effort. And we'll talk a little bit about volunteers, because the North Dakota Farm Bureau's efforts all across the state certainly are enhanced by the good work of volunteers. Val, tell us a little bit about some of the things volunteers are doing for the Farm Bureau.
Well, not only do they enhance our work, they actually, that's how we get our message out. You know, those volunteers that we have for Farm Bureau are, you know, there is no way we could ever replace the amount of work that's accomplished through our county leaders, our, you know, district leaders, everything that gets done. And just because people are passionate for agriculture, passionate for North Dakota, and want to make sure that the message is shared.
Absolutely. How do folks get involved? What do you encourage them to do?
You know, all they need to do, once they're Farm Bureau members, which, you know, they can go to ndfb.org, become a member. It's a pretty simple process. Let us know you're interested in getting involved. There are a ton of us in leadership positions that are more than willing to help share workload and to give ideas and different things that are available, that can activities that can happen at the county level, at the local level, you know, things that can fund activities that can occur in the schools, whether it be just with members of the community, you know, whether it be sharing the story of how a pizza is made and the products that come from North Dakota, or whether it's, you know, what exactly do we get from a pig, you know, how do you milk a cow, you know. And then we also go into more in-depth information, like the legislative session and getting involved with talking to our legislators and those types of things. So there is something for everyone.
Fantastic. Val, thanks for joining us on the program. Appreciate all the good things we're learning about during Farm Bureau Week in North Dakota this week, and appreciate your efforts as well. Thanks a bunch.
Thank you.
Terry Nelson from the Morton County Farm Bureau is going to join us. He's the president of that organization. They have Ag Day, actually, right here at Open Road Honda, coming up on March 19th. And they moved the ATVs out and moved the animals in. So we're going to find out more about that coming up here in a little bit, too. Looking forward to that. All right, some calls came in during the break, and we'll get back to your calls here. What's on your mind? Let us know today at 800-228-0550, 701-258-0550. Go ahead and roll those down.
Hillary's having trouble because the Democrats' party is falling apart. Hillary can't carry the party in 2016. She didn't help any of the candidates this past election to get reelected. They're really, it's an attempt by the Democrats to get rid of her. That's my opinion. Because she just can't do the job as the presidency. What's interesting about her email thing is that General Petraeus, David Petraeus,
We never heard what his information was during that time period either. Not only the president, but in Hillary, but also General Petraeus. It's because he was emailing her. So they never got his information about what was going on in Benghazi either. So Hillary is a problem, and they can't get rid of her. And she isn't a very good candidate anymore. You even ask Heidi whether she'll support Hillary or Colin Peterson. These people fall back into background. They're not in it. No, it's an attempt in the Democratic Party to purge Hillary out and try to bring up another candidate somewhere because their party is really falling apart. Thanks.
All right, what do you think of that theory? And it's not too far off in the sense that, you know, this didn't come from Fox News. This story broke from the New York Times, so a Democratic source. And there have been a number of Democrats that have not defended her, but rather have piled on about it. So what do you make of that? What do you buy that theory that this is a inter-party fight? 800-228-0550, 701-258-0550. Have at it, folks, for the entire hour. What's on your mind? You get to tell us. Don't go away.
You talk, we listen. Call 800-228-0550 and tell us what's on your mind.
This is Tim Austin, Senior Vice President of Kmart. Our company is working together with the March of Dimes through March for Babies to raise money and awareness about the serious problem of premature birth in the U.S. As a business leader, I know that babies born very sick or too soon cost businesses billions of dollars each year. That's why Kmart is committed to raising funds through our employees, customers, family, and friends to improve the health of moms and babies everywhere. Won't you please join us in March for Babies? Start a team today at marchforbabies.org.
Attention listeners, SurvivalLife.com is giving away free EverStrike permanent matches for a limited time only. These matches are waterproof and will light in any weather condition, rain, snow, or sleet. It will still throw a spark. It's built in ferro rod, strikes at 3,000 degrees, and it is good for 15,000 strikes. Normally, $15. Today, it's free. Get yours at freewaterproofmatch.com. Again, that's freewaterproofmatch.com. Hurry, supplies are limited. Visit freewaterproofmatch.com today.
Hi, this is Steve Sanchez, and based on a recent study, it was found that 57 million Americans had legal issues over the last 12 months, but only 60% of those studied sought out the services of a lawyer. Why? In a nutshell, affordability. Well, my friends at Legal Shield have created a solution that can help you not if, but when you need an attorney. For as little as $17 per month, Legal Shield will provide you unlimited access to qualified attorneys at an accomplished law firm for advice and counsel on legal issues, no matter how serious or trivial. For over 40 years and with 1.4 million families across North America, Legal Shield can help you, the loyal GCN listener. Representatives are standing by now to answer your questions, so call them now at 1-855-340-SAVE. That's 1-855-340-7283 or visit them at lsprotection.com. That's lsprotection.com.
Results will vary from case to case.
You pick up the receiver. With your heart racing and sweat dripping from your forehead, you finally muster the courage to dial the number to call into your favorite talk radio show. It rings once, twice, and then...
Hello, it's GCN. What's your name and the state you're calling from?
Surprised you got through, you squeak out.
Jason from Minnesota.
Please hold.
As you patiently wait for your turn, you begin to daydream about being a famous talk radio host and what it would be like to have your own show.
Jason from Minnesota, you're up.
Millions of loyal listeners worldwide waiting to call and talk to you. You.
Caller, are you there?
Cheering crowds surround you, calling out your name.
Jason! Going once, twice. Okay, we gotta move on to the next caller.
You blew it.
Huh? Wait.
No!
Interact with the host you're listening to right now online at GCNlive.com. Click on the community link. Engage with other listeners. Ask questions. Start debates. Don't agree with the host? Let them know. Be a part of the community at GCNlive.com.
I'm Kay Swirling from KSCO Radio in Santa Cruz. I'm 93 years old, and I'm a big fan of Alex Jones because he has the courage to speak his mind more than just about anyone I know. Alex is just as bothered as I am about all the advertising you hear for toxic prescription drugs that make you sicker, not healthy. I prefer to give my body all 90 essential nutrients it needs for life to prevent prevent disease, not compound it. My favorite complete supplement is Beyond Tangy Tangerine from Youngevity, which I take every day along with EFA Plus and Beyond Osteo FX. I recommend you go online to InfoWarsTeam.com to purchase these products and make them part of your daily regimen to get healthy and live longer. InfoWarsTeam.com.